outright trade wars, trade tariffs, quotas, all kinds of surreptitious taxes creeping in around the margin. And if you're a complex modern multinational whose operations are highly leveraged and structured to each individual country's advantages, and of course the exchange rates, and of course the trade policies and regimes, guess what happens if all of a sudden these barriers start springing up? An efficient multinational becomes an inefficient, unprofitable disaster. If the currency wars morph into trade wars, and Gates may be sensing just how dangerous this phase is becoming. But moving home to the UK, you know, this is a country that devalued very dramatically in 2008, and arguably it needed to. Now, this is a financial hub, London. The UK's economy is hugely dependent on it. When the global financial system faced a crisis, it was only natural that sterling would get whacked and fell about 25% in trade-weighted terms. But even that has not led to has not prevented stagnation. Even that has not led to any real recovery in the UK. The UK is failing to recover. They're going to need to devalue again. They have every excuse now that Japan and other countries are also doing it. It's only a matter of time, and if the current government wants to get reelected, they'll probably get on with it to try and create some jobs sooner rather than later.